His Malachal continued, Yud Veshvat HaTov Shemem Gimel, January 26, 1983, on Wednesday continued.
The degree of heat that is required to extract here. So this is one chapter. Gives them a name that's what they did fail. Because here is more readily nifla than that. And dam is more viscous than tzir. So mainly it requires a greater degree of heat in order to be, to, in order that the tzir should be. Hey, now second time in the shach says, yavi machli dam, mikol mokim, v'mech shev v'seyach kokar, שביפלי כל כך דם הרבה אפילו אחר פליטס דם וציר של הדוג. In other words, we could say that this contact, this rubbing off of salt from one and the other endows the aid, endows the aid day with a minimum of salt, but very little salt. Some melee, it could be true that it could be matching a little bit of dam, as a result of the rubbing off of salt from the fish to the day. But since it is salted, it is maliach in a minimum way, so it can only be matri a little bit of dam the first moment of the contact. But the first moment of the contact, so the fish is busy being pellet its own dam here. And after, let's assume that the fish gets through being pellet all its dam here after 2 minutes. I mean, that is terach moshe. So melee, the first 2 minutes it couldn't absorb the dam. And after the first two minutes, when could dam be niflat? That in the first 2 minutes. Because it's as a result of the rubbing off of salt from the fish to the oak, so it becomes salted, so the oak becomes salted in a minimum way, in miniature. So mainly as a result of that minimum state of salt that overtakes the oak, as a result of salt rubbing off from the fish to the oak, so mainly the first moment, the first minute, or the first 2 minutes, so dam is nifla. But that dam that is nifla the first moment of the contact, so cannot be absorbed by the fish, simply for the reason that the first 2 moments, even the fish is still engaged in the process of being buried down with here. So I will be told with nifla down with here is libola. And after the first 2 moments, so then it's not buried, so the chicken is not hot anymore as a result of that minimum salt that is rubbed off. So melee, it cannot become more. This is the second dance. So he says, Vei da af I matri dam homoki, we mershet vesea, kukach she yitre, kukach dam harbe af lach afrit, is dam vitzish lagem. Now then, the Ramos says, Vichei ni ma dogi munochim, ale I feiz, mitorim, af I nim lichu yachat, vidam vapeya milmato limailo, ובקור המכתיר חסם מונחת בציר, מה שמה עם נציר שורת, וכן עם הדוגים, ונוח עם הלאים פייקס. So he says, ובסופי כי יש לסך. So in other words, only when we know it, beyond the shadow of a doubt that the fish was lying on top of the eggs. So the male he doesn't become a son. Because now here the Rambam is discussing, according to the situation of today, that we consider everything as a Yom HaShomer. So the male, because the, so it should be Osel legal at the fish. But if the fish is on top of the Ipes, then it cannot become Osel legal. Because assuming that the fish and the Ipes are both Dovah Shmeini, so, but since Dam is not the Papel in my law, so maybe it cannot go beyond critically. So he says, so the Mashal says, only if we know that the fish was lying on top of the Ipes. Suppose we don't know. So, but we just saw that at one stage it was lying on top. So then we cannot take it for granted that it was lying on top all the time. Because when you sold something, so it's only natural that you keep on turning over. And what was a minute ago on top might a minute later be at the bottom. So that's why it's awesome. Now, the shaft is sick press. The king might not be not my evil. Because Marshall Pinnacle and Boss Seminary Gimel, Gabke, Kishir, Gabi Biro, Shalom, Sukad of Nevaio, Abu Yabi Biro, Rosa, Islam, Michael, Derek, we sat the Helen of Tachtin, Atka. And that you'll see, you know, the Taz and the Shach were written Mamish at the same time. And one didn't know the other. So many times, you see that the Taz and the Shach say the same things. The same things, but they didn't know. Alright. So the Achash is showing. וכן אם הוא יהיה אחד דוגל ישראל איפס, אלא אחר ששורה איפס, בדיוק עוד שיר מליחה, אף הדוגל מתורים, אף על פי ששני הם נמוכים. In other words, if he put the doggy in contact with the איפס, after the איפס have finished being painted down, so then it doesn't become Osir. Because, why should it become Osir? Because down will be nifflat from the איפס, but it will not be nifflat from the איפס. Because the Ipes was salted an hour ago. So now it's not built anymore. So it's double push. Blumidome, so the Taz is Sikashe. The Dam is Sikashe. Blumidome, the Malis is Rashi. Simen Samachte, Sipro, the Kaimu Shom the Humre, the Meir Ahashi Yom Liche. So they are Rashi Shike is. In the case of Echtichas Bosal that was Niwach. And then, after it was shared in Milchei Shiur Bil, it was placed in the Gigis that was not Milchei. So, and then it was so much of Tzia was exuded in that Gigis that a substantial portion of the Chtichas Bosa was immersed in the Tzia. So Rashi was Matir the Bosa. He said, that Tzia is male bound, it's not down. It's not down. So it's muta, but the Avishayim tasteless paskes lechomer, not like Rashi. So what is Rashi shite? That so what is the shite of tasteless? Who is really can Rashi? That no other Israel, because we are hinshish. That maybe it is still considered to say that even after the Melach has taken out all the dam from the Chtichas Boso, so the Boso is still considered Reseyach, and since the fragments of dam contained in the particles of soul, and that is Reseyach, so maybe they can be Nivla again, those fragments of dam. That's why it's also there. So the question is, why does the Rambam say here, V'chein Nivla Yiyach Adobin Yitzvahitis, Ella HaShishol, in other words, the Ipes was salted at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, at 10 o'clock, an hour after it was salted, so he puts the fish in contact with those Ipes. So it's muter. Why is it muter? Because it's not peeled anymore down. Because it already finished being peeled. But there are numerous droplets of dam contained in the particles of salt that adhere to the surface of the Ephes. So, and according to Tetzves, Rishchelik and Rashi, it's still considered to say, maybe some of those droplets will be Nibla again into the doggy, would we leave one to the Gogim? So that's the kasha. So he says no. Even those who are here can rush in, we say that the Chichas Gosar becomes osa. Why? Because we are afraid less the droplets of dam that are contained in the particles of soul that adhere to the surface of the Chichas Gosar are nivran the Gosar. So it's only there, because there we have the substantial sichos, because in the kikis there is a substantial quantity of tzir of meya. So Raja Shiti eats its meal balme. So Tezvi Shiti eats its not meal balme. It is still Riseya. So Mashin came when you dry salt, even though it contains droplets of dam, but it's not immersed in any fluid, then even Tetzves will agree that it's not Riseach to be Mavliya, those droplets of dam that are in themselves dried up droplets of dam. And they are contained in particles of salt. So since there is no fluid, Syria, Meir, so Meir, they certainly cannot believe right now. We may lash in the Hadak in the meal then, that was a moon of the same meal. Abu Shabu has the hood, Shalaposo, we know Abisa, we sang about Dokami Gogi, because those droplets of dam that were taken out from the Tichas Boso are very dried out, and they are contained in the particles of salt, which are dry on the whole. True, there is some moisture, but that moisture does not endow it with sufficient resichus, with sufficient heat, so that it should be able to be nigra into the dog. Right. Now, one second, now let's see the shots. See. Tes and Tzipiyut and Tzipiyut. Munochim alayipet. Because of Bagoy, you should be safe, safe. There is a letter, Shalom, and Gimu, Tzim, and Alek. Do Adina, to the Zubi, Sadzu. In Chtiches Adogim, Deil, Ugvay, Yesa. Deil, Yeget, Limay, Rob, Naboso, Masha, Mayu, Nachtiches, Shem, Yigi, Abo, Muta, Afu, Yesa, Chtich, Atzmo, In Kor, Amino, Mutov, in Didam, Nifapea, Miu, Klipe, Boye, Nikam, On, Sab, Simen, Ze, Gab, Chtiches, Shem, Kto, Shem, Yitzir, Vara, Kosan, Zeli, Didom, De, Asfino, Adogim, Adjishi, Dimado, Vinoch, Vahifes, Muta, בלוי שישי בקליק אבל סבור הסמכה בלוי שי עד עם זה וכמי שחוספתי בסדקות מדעו אלא אחר ששואים ושאלו ליך ויעף על גב בלוי כמה בסימן צדיק אלו גבי בוסו ומדברים ומיוחי אמרו לו ואף לאחר שיינו לחוסי חושב וסייע נקלי שיר סרשי the same thing that it does it again the same thing שם הוא הוכל בלוי יסר עלו משום דם ולאחר שיינו לחוסי פורת כל דומי ואף על גב בלוי סמכתס ספרוק נעדים ולעשר במייסי ורשי, שאני הוסום שם יובן, ויעקוסו מונח בסייחי, אבל משלוח לוחס בעומר, שאלה בוסו ונעדים ולעשר, ויסענו לדומי בדוחר, חם נסבויים את הרסחפס. So again, the same thing, that the tassels, so the shackles, or, לאי פס במילחון, now we see,
how does Rama occur, what is it? How does the Rama occur with Sita's Tosfus?
There are more pastimes, not like Rashi. Only the Mokim Epsit Mirube, him lies on the Shita of Rashi, that Lachash is showed in Yilchon, so it's not the Seach anymore. And the Mele, the Bosom is Muta. Only the Mokim Epsit Mirube, but Shaloi the Mokim Epsit Mirube, so he's Cheshish the Shita Sarishen, and we are Chilikan Rashi. Chilikan. Alright. Hoheif is the Yilchon, Sifi Beit, Vatu Yishor Adobin Gamkin, Chiloshir, and Yichayif Metorim. כי הוא חלה בטרס חתוך, וכי נזכויה, ותהי חתומי, שרוסף במסיקות, פרטט. ונירו, the next portion in the rabot, כי נים לכו הדוגים וכוי, שמורכו בלבוסו, הדוגים מוטורים, דין הדוגים, בין עם הדם שבקוי, דין הדוגים, בין עם הדם שבקוי, דין מיכל קהילים. So what is Ramose? Suppose you are meleach fish in the same kele where you are meleach boso, let's say a few hours before. And so, that Kele was Bilei Adam. So, still, if you are Bilei a fish in the same Kele a few hours later, so the fish is but why shouldn't we be Heshish? Maybe as a result of the Sikhas, Mahmas Melichas Adogi. So the dam that is Bilei in the day of the Yahri was Niflat, and then it will be absorbed by the Nogim. The answer is a Melichalkei. A Melichalkei. If that Meliach cannot extract a Bleer from the Teichakri, a Melichalkei. A Melichalkei. So, Tabel, a Melichalkei. So, So here, in this stars, in Siv Zion, we have a very big chiddush, a very strange chiddush. The tashit is that the Moliach HaLekeli, what does it mean, Moliach HaLekeli? That Moliach cannot extract from a Kele Ibola. Moliach can be Mavliach into a Kele, but it cannot extract from a Kele. That's the meaning of the Moliach HaLekeli. So the tash chiddush is, only dam, Moliach, cannot extract dam from Kele. Because dam is very viscous, and on account of the viscosity, of the excessive, I mean, dam is one substance that is very much viscous. I mean, there are very few substances that are as viscous as dam. Now, something that is viscous tends to adhere very strongly to a care and does not, it is reluctant to come out. Some male dam cannot be extracted from the inside, from the interior of the care through the degree of the sichus that is affected by the mashayikin and adam can be extracted through the resichus of the king, through the resichus of Maria. This is what he said. Abu, the Nadam Ben Sivzai, the Nadogim Ben Dam Shikri, Tavke Dam, Pirech, Audin Lichas Boso, Efsha Dahavin Adogim Asuri, Lifisha Krita Shom Suri Mistarech Esye Isea, Bes Yosef Vishem Rajbo, the Mashal, so he mentions that in the name of the Bishyos and Shem Rashbo. So, the Mashal Kosato, the Klaposo, the Sindarim Dimu, Ani Emeya, Shem Yichel Eitz, Lahaf Nikisa Klau, Afilu Bibliya Bikulisa, the Reis. So in other words, the Mashal Israel. Now the Rashbo doesn't say it so in the Teresh. Anyway, but there's the Tashit. So the Tashit is that in Yichel Kailin is only in respect to the Yisa Dam, because Dam is very viscous. So, Moliach does not have the effect of extracting a bli of dam. Because Mashayim came other Yisurim, other bliyas, so Moliach can extract. And the Mashal is left. Alright, now. The Nimuchu now in the sea. Sif Yedimu in the Shah. The Nimuchu dog in the Chlisha Mochu, the Bosor, Adon Mutol. In Adobe and Bill Matam Shikhu in the Michal Kim. Mashma Deve, the washing of the Ramoy is in Nibuch Adon. If he already salted the fish in the same Kele in which, let's say, an hour before, so Aphis was in Boso was in Mach, so the fish doesn't become Boso. If it was done, it's Mashma, but with Hakhila it's not a proper thing to be Mileach. Dogging fish in the same Kele in which you salted meat before. Mashma Deve Lachatchila Loi, you should become. Why not? Why should it be also Lachatchila? So he says, you should become, okay. Hadochel Yeboye, Vichalshin on Dilma Mishdo El Adia. Why? Because since meat was made kosher in that Kele, so even if you wash it out, but after all, there might be some stains of blood might have remained adhering to the surface of the Kele. So Mele, if he will salt the fish in the same kele, so in the course of the salting of the fish, so some drops of blood will rub off from the Deifenakri and will be nivlah into the fish. So, but that's only minimum. So there it cannot become osa because it will be bottom the shishi. Because after all, we washed it out. So a few droplets of dam might have remained adhering to the Deifenakri. So, but the Chatzile, it's in the bottom of the Chatzile. So maybe we are afraid. Maybe some drops of dam will rub off on the fish, and so there is an etzeh to wash off the fish before he puts them in the pot. But maybe he will not wash off the fish, he will not rinse the fish after salting them. So mele, lechatchila, we shouldn't salt the fish the same way. So it's not a universal practice of people before they put fish into the pot, they wash it off. Meat, boso, so everybody washes off, rinses the garlic before he puts it in the pot. So maybe even chatzila it's muter to put boso in the same pot that was used in making kosher meat. Why? Because even if some drops of dam will rub off on the chtichas boso, but when he rinses them under the faucet, so before he puts the meat into the pot to be cooked, so it will be washed off the drops of dam. Because meat, everybody rinses off before he puts the meat into the pot. But fish, some people, they put the fish into the pot without rinsing the fish. So mele, lechatchila, he shouldn't salt them because maybe some drops of dam will rub off and he'll forget to wash them off. נראה לי אשי את העשרה ומה שכוסף אף ומה שאיכתיב וכמו ומה שכוסף וכמו ובלי שים את צדיק אוהב סיפקות מבין זו אבו החליקה שלי ויהוד נעדן ברמוס ויהוד יאמרי נומדים על דאג טופי ולא יפי שמיוחים עשו לי מהי דאג כשדאג פה לתמו דומי ויהודה אבל עדיין לי פה לדומי ומנוח מהי לא מותה ואני יפי דם בידי יפי גם כן אדם שבורי ומהי נעו סיפחס עם סטאס אבל עדיין לי פה לדומי so that is the core of the task and the Abeni who are chilek, the Taz is chilek and the Taz. I'm sorry, the Ramon. And the Shach is chilek. So we saw before that the Shach is chilek. Bozeh chilek and Bes Yosef. Shekos of Masha Kos Vat Tuhon Adon Ima Suri Mishnei Meluchim. Because of Bes Yosef, the coach came out Dok Tofeo, who is a Meluah Adam, the Kitoyo Tofeo Tom Meluah. The time when he shed, Allah had told him, the Tzim Adonoh, Havon Shikam Kindereya, Kalvachim Abidak Tofeo, Kindereya, Meluah Meluah. So the Pashtus Aloshin of Bes Yosef is Mashma, not like the Ramon, because the Ramon, Bes Yosef says, and the Tur says, if the fish and the chicken are both Meluchim Tzosef. So then, the Bes Yosef says, Kolchke, needless to mention, in the case where the fish is not Meluach, Tofeo, and just the chicken is Meluach, So it's certainly osa, because the habakid door tofe, the time of Muluach, the tom of Muluach, the time of Mishne Meluchim, Kolecha Toru, Litvay, but Loh Havun Shekam Kimberia, Kalachim and Tak Tofe, Shemeria made Muluach. So we see from the Bes Yosef Shite is, that we got the dog in the main case, we do not say, Kibir Kachte. So the Ramor, in the Akimeche, says that he is Chilik and the Bes Yosef. So in other words, the Bach says that perhaps the Bach agrees with Rav Osni. And the Bach goes in so far as to say that the Bais Yosef also agrees with Rav Osni. But how can the Bais Yosef agree with Rav Osni? And what the Bais Yosef says, so it says, Coach came in that topic, the Oed Moluach. So he certainly Osea, but if the Bais Yosef agrees with Ramon, so then in the case of Daktopel and Eif Moliach, so then the dog does not become Osea, because Kibelikah Beitei. So the Bach says, no, when the Bais Yosef says, coach him in a Daktopel, the Eif Moliach, it's Osea. So it means he has reference to the case where the dog was Nimlach, let's say, a day before. So it doesn't tear, and now it was placed in contact with the salted chicken. So Mele, we cannot say Kibili Kachpeute anymore, because we pass that we do not say Kibili Kachpeute independently of its own natural dam. But we only say Kibili Kachpeute Agav Kore of its own natural dam. Since the Bais Yosef has referenced the case when he says that the coach came daktofil veifoliach, he means daktofil, that the fish a day before was already salted and hudach, so it doesn't have its own natural dam content. So maybe we cannot say kibili kachpilte, but in the case of daktofil that was not nilach as yet, the Bais Yosef will agree with Ramon. This is what the Bach says, but of course it's a deichat, because the pashtus halosh of daktofil means not Nimlach Rehudach Mikvor. But what it means, that Tophel, it was never Nimlach as yet. So it says, Umele Chomiz Al Kosa Sheish Lufo, the Bishya Shad Tophel, but Nimlach Ki Mikvor Tophel, because of the Prisha Al Ramo Bitzol Chiyum, Lechel Yish Lechal Yish Al Oche, Shad Dogim Shinetar Ale, Veichnatir Am Kishe Kimlu, Is Adam, in other words, the Prisha says another time. Because, what does Ramo say? That if the fish that was placed in contact with the salted oil, so it was not as yet nilach, so then there is an eitzah to be matter the fish. How? By salting them. So then the salt will draw out its own natural dam, so agav kore, its own natural dam, it will also draw out the dam it absorbed from the chicken. But the natural dam of the fish is eta. So that means, so Mele, it's something else entirely. It's something else entirely. So we cannot say, agav kore of its own natural dam, it will release the dam it received from the oil. It's a different kind of dam. We see that the Torah didn't answer the dam of the fish. The Torah answered the dam of the aphis. So that means that chemically itself there is a difference. Of course there is a difference between the composition, the chemical composition of dam of, and the chemical composition of the dam of the fish. It's a different kind of blood. It's a different kind of blood. Just as the blood of a human being is chemically not the same as, let's say, as the dam of a chicken, so the dam of a fish is chemically not the same as the dam of an oak. So maybe how can we say agakore of its own natural dam? Its own natural dam is like tzir, it's something else entirely. That's what it means. Because it is a rabbi of its own chimichimish lechal shalosh, a dog of shimetrali, vichmatir ishkin lis adam, vichmatir chom is al posat lis, so shimitam dogim, ein al tzir be'alme, v'mishayach l'neima, age, v'pomim dam didei. In other words, the Bach on one hand, he says that there is no hechech that Bais Yosef is chelik ad Ramon. But why? Because the Bais Yosef could have referenced, when he says dak tofeil, he could have referenced to a case where the fish was already nulach lihudach. So there is no raya from the Bais Yosef that is chelik ad Ramon. But then the Bach says, no, but there is no hechech in the Ramos Din altogether. Whether the Bes Yosef agrees with the Ramos Din or not, there is no hechech in the Ramos Din. Because the Chum is out, so possibly he said, we should be done doing. Any of the Baalish, I think I was told that day, after we shame it, Landitaiti Gamkin in Israel. No, in other words, no, I'm sorry, it's not Miller Homizal here. That's the Russian part and parcel of the Russian of the priest. No, it's not. Because of the priest, Al Ramo, in other words, the Bach is not Chirikan Ramosdi. And he says that the Bes Yosef could also agree with the Ramo. He's not Chirikan Ramosdi. So he said, because of the Prisal Ramon, it's all him. The Hiri is the Hal Mishan Oche, Shadow Mish Metraway, the Hnatel Mishkim Nisa. We got this. All the Hemshech of the Loshin is part of the quote from the Prisal. We got the Mele Mirabi, Posak Nisa, Mishim, the Rebbe of the Prisal, not the Mele Chomizal. By mistake, I said, Gamele Chomizal. We got Mele Mirabi, that's part and parcel of the Lashon of the Prishim. We got Meir the Rabbi Posak and Yisera, Mishim Vidam Dogi, in Otsir Ba'alme, which I call Ima, I got the point on the day, at Kalishen, that's the end of the quote from the Prishim. I mean, I made a mistake when I said Meir Chomizah. So, the Bach agrees with the Ramos Din, and he even says that the Bes Yosef could also agree with Ramos Din. So the one who is chilek in the priest, when he dieting, The chilek the atzir shebidogim, in other words, he agrees with the chilekim and Rabo. He is chilek and Rabo. The task. The chilek the atzir shebidogim, the babuet, ובפרידי סביזמן קוצר, הכניס מחות את הסיר שלהם, ונרשג אף שפורים של בולה, ולהשכן סוף כדי רייסה. Now again, you'll find that expression many times. The Shach always emphasizes that Abshenimach is on Yosef Rabo. But the Taz, we already noticed it in the Taz many times, that the Taz, in connection with Bosa Sheshor, Dimuyom Lelumiche, so the Taz also said that it's a sort of the answer, because the Taz is Cheshish for the Rishit and Sereshenu, Rashi and the Rambam, the Dam Shem Nimach is also in the Raisa. That's why he says here, V'yish Kam Sof in the Raisa, Mashiach Kim Bosa, Rim Bosa Shei Vitzir, Lahatnit Am Yerube, Al Kocho Yish, Man Rav Lahatnit, V'yam Dala Beruah Amot Mach, Ufi Pire Sharaf Beris, Volayin Eish, V'tis Perko Aposo, V'tis Yosef Reis Vachayen, V'pire Yish Yisro Bosa, Bosa, Shekol Zman Shoyach Ot Posuach Vitzir, King Ras Cholas Vios in Rashi, V'yish Tifuto Seakim, Yish Lahat Agam Kina Dogim Altim Lechoso, Avo Anam Nikam Lekis Atirot. So the Taz at first is Chilkan Ramo for a different reason. Not because of the reason that the Rashbo mentions in order to explain the Rabbeisof of the Rashbo, but for different reasons. He says, in order to apply the principle of Kibir Kachpeyote Agav Hore, so it's only Shaya, if their own natural dam is Nifrat in the course of the considerable time. So, since it is paid in the course of a considerable time, its own natural dam, so Agav Hore is paid. The dam is absorbed from the Indies, from somewhere else, from an outside source. But that's not China that Taz says in regard to Dogin and Indies, because Dogin, in the course of 1 minute or 2 minutes, they are paid it everything. So it doesn't involve a considerable time element to, within which it is spilled its own natural down. It is spilled its own natural down in the course of 1 moment. So since it is spilled its own natural down in the course of 1 moment, so it's not shayach to say that in that 1 moment that it is spilled, it releases its own natural down, it will also be spilled the down it absorbed from an outside source. But according to Abraham Yitzchak Leibniz, that the moment the mikre haplate opened up, so it doesn't close up until it is spilled. So then you can say like Rambam. We can say like Rambam. That's sorry. יש לאחר גם כי הדרום לא חוסר, אבל מה לא יקן כסיפיר הסיבוי השם? ואי יש כאן טעם מייסר, שאני כוסר בראש בקרי כואב בוסו, פירש חשבן, אם בוסו הוא בוסו והתרחו יסר מדי, כי אם נדם לרבונו, על כוח ואיקיר שם, וזה נשאר כאן, לא אף תכונס חכונים, שאם נעבונו לבוסו, על כוח וכן להוקר מטעם שיעז ומלחם בבירותנו, כי אם יורד ראיתי, נרוץ, the Rashbam says something else, because all the Rishim raise the question, how are we allowed to be Meir, several Chichas Boso together? How are we allowed? So there are numerous thoughts here. Numerous thoughts here. Then the Rashbam gives it strange that he says, in the Hanam, it should be yourself to be Meir, Boso and Boso together. Because some of the Dav that is Niflat from the Boso Elieno might be absorbed by the Bosa Tachte, by the Chitra Bosa Tachte. But the reason is why it is Mutea, because since he did everything that the Chachonim required him to do, suddenly the Chachonim didn't want to impose upon him any more house, I mean, which is very strange. So he explained it, that actually the Rashbam also agrees, either with the Shita of Hamutam, the Damish Rishonik, or with the Shita of Yesh Mifoshim, one of the Rishenis in the Rishen. But according to the Rashbam, all these things are not absolute. It doesn't mean damish rikshoik, that not one drop of blood is absorbed. Damish rikshoik, so dam has a tendency to like to drip down. So the bulk of the dam will drip down. But a few drops of dam will necessarily bypass the dripping down, and they will be nikla. But as far as that minimum of dam is concerned, so it's water. But there is an Isaiah of a Mivakim Yisrael Chathile, so in Chathile we shouldn't be allowed to be Mireach Menich Tichas Bosa together. So he says, since it only involves Ishael in Chathile, of a Mivakim Yisrael Chathile, and this person already did everything the Chachonim required him to do, so the Chachonim didn't want to impose upon a person, upon the woman, or the man, the hardship of being Mileach, each Chichas Bosa separately. Imagine, if the Aloch had been, you're not allowed to be Mileach, several Chichas Bosa together. So it would be a great hardship for the person who has to make kosher meat. He'll have to spend, I mean, maybe 10 hours salting. Each Chichas Bosa will have to put separately on the salting bowl and leave it for an hour, and then he'll wash it off, and you put another Chichas Bosa and wash out the salting bowl and put another Chichas Bosa. So the Chachomi did not impose that hardship. So in Mele he says, so in the Ta says, since actually it should be also the Chachile to salt together, and many Chichas Bosa, but the Chachomi were lenient towards the person, because it involves only Shai Chachile, but in regard to Gogim and Apes, so there, that wouldn't involve any hardship. So maybe it should be osea lichatchile to do it anyway, because even boso and boso should be also lichatchile, except for the fact that it would be a hardship. But in respect to dogging boso, so it should certainly be also lichatchile. This is what he says. This is what he says. All right. Vei יש כאן טעם ליצה שאני קוצר בראש פרק או הבוצר פיר שחש פעם בוצר בוצר ופחוי יצר מדי כי מדם דרבונו או כוח איתי כמשום זו ישר כאן לתכון שכחון כי מדור מפרוסה או כוח איתי אוכל כאן שיעד ומחם ליתם ואי תראי מה שקוצר פיר עשה בי זו ואי אפשר לדוג אם כיף דרוכי כמה יפה נמחר בי ואדום עבור להם ואו למסחור להם בייסיה ואין כי המנוח הוציא ואי תראי מה שקוצר פיר עשה בעת הכל הי דום ופי מהמנוח הוציא בוסו אסור הם לגור המיונים לכל מהם הרי בהדיקים שצטף לייסיה ותמיין לרמו שהוא יהיה לי כזה כל
Why are you recording? Why you got it on?
No, it's not on record. It's past where the shir ended.
What do you mean it's past where the shir?
The shir only went up to this point. This is beyond it. Shir Chav Gimel and Malicha, Yudal and Shvat Heitav Shimon Gimel, January
28, 1983, on Friday. Now, the sheet of the Bis Yosef is to the contrary, because the Bis Yosef says, that when the Torah says that if Dogim and the Ifes were both Nimlach together, then the Dogim become Osa. He says, Kalvacheimer, if the Dogim is the Tofe, and the Eif is Molulach, so then it's certainly Osa. But according to Ramoh, on the contrary, when the dog is stofel and the ape is moluach, so then since the dog is stofel, so there is an eitze al dimlicho shniyo al dimlicho acheres to extract the dam that the fish absorb from the ape. Unless we say that the pshat in the Bis Yosef, and Bis Yosef says vikolshke kishadok tofel and the ape is minuchim de asuro, that he has reference to the case the dog is stopped because some time ago it was already Nimlach Yudah, and now it's stopped. But Pashte says the dog stopped means that it was never Nimlach, and still he says Kolchkin that is Osa. So the answer is the Bis Yosef Shite is like the Shite that the Rashbo says in the Rabbeisot, that Ligabi Dogi, we do not say Kibelikach Belite, because since dogim have a relatively soft skin, so there is an excess, a profusion of bria. So the male, you cannot extract all the dam that it was belaya through the aloche of kibeli kachbeli. Or that's the shite of the rabbeisof of the Rashbo, and that's the shite of the Bis Yosef. And the Taz mentions another reason against the Ramos Lore. He says it's not Shaya. First he mentions the time that the Rashbo says that the dam that the fish are belaya from the Ifes is Nistar Halbe, and it's not easy to extract it through Kibeli Kachbeli. But then the Taz is Masik and Ramo for a different reason. He says that in order to apply the principle of Kibbelik Achvilte, then the mass, so the plate of the natural dam must cover a considerable time. Mashinki. So we say in the course of the considerable time that is certain chatiche is paled. It's all natural dam. So along with it, it will be paled. Also, it will release along with its own natural dam in the course of, let's say, of the 10 minutes or 50 minutes that it releases its own natural dam. So Agav Gore, it will release the dam it absorbed from something else. From something else. Mashinkin, in connection with Aphis and Dogi, in view of the fact that it takes a moment for the fish to release its own natural dam, so mainly it's not just to say in that extremely brief moment that it releases its own natural dam, it will also release the dam that is absorbed in others. So that's the reason, the other reason as to why the Taz rejects the Shita of the Ramon. Now, the Hodam, you know, Harab Vivoyakil Das Atzmei, Aval Das Amchaber Eidekei, Uchmeshe Kosabti, Visit Kotin Vov, because the Bis Yosef, the Machaber, there's the Bis Yosef, and the Bis Yosef says, Vikolshke Vidaktofeil, Vidaktofeil, Eifis Menuchim, that it's Osa. Unless we are going to say, like the Bach, that Bis Yosef, when he says, Daktofeil, he has reference to the case where the dog was already nimlach and hudach, let's say a day ago, 2 days ago, but that's a day chag. Pashas Saloshin indicates that he has reference to a daktofeil that was never as yet nimlach. Alright. When you're going to see what we've got, because of our Rav King Roshin Yishendim, Kibin Shein Yidivri Amchaber Hechrech. Why is that? Because we see that the Bach does interpret the Bis Yosef that way, so that he wouldn't be chilek on the sheet of the Ramo. So that's why the Ramo himself doesn't say Yishendim, because it's the possibility is not excluded that the Bis Yosef agrees with it. But the Mechaber, the Ramo assumes that the Bis Yosef does not agree with it. Alright. Polat for Domei Yehuda. Ah, it's V'hayu Dafkish Adok Polat for Domei Yehuda. So what does it mean, Yehuda? Ein liforish no kad viudach mishum yoz mishtom mikriya plate uchil mikam en sifkot mechavo, because most poskim say that even though echtichas boso has the potential of releasing tzir for the duration of 12 hours and according to some pshites for the duration of 24 hours, but most poskim say that once you release the echtichas boso, so that stops, that closes up, blocks the nikvei plates at sea. The rinsing of the chtichas boso has the effect of putting an end to the plates at sea, even though it's still within the 12 hours. Mishim doz mishtom nikvei plate, uchul kamis kot mechobov, avu kishlo yuda. After Poladome, we call him a dying pilitia, by the dipolitia. So he's loy bola, the company, my dark pilit, called Tire, came she played a dummy, in Kinatu loyuda, Nami Yosa, Uchmish is boya, Elabuda, Labdake, Elishikosavke, the Lishna, the Tofu, Mashma, She Amy, Amy, Binuke. So the Shach says, even though the Rambo says, Voda, Munan, the Madak Tofe, ואיפיס מלוכים אסורים, היינו דווקא שהדק פולט כבר דומי יהודה. So it's not necessary that it should be the דק פולט כבר דומי יהודה. Even if it's not יהודה. As long as it's פולט כבר דומי, so ממילא, it's considered as if it's פולט כבר דומי יהודה. Vis-a-vis echtichas boso, where the echtichas boso has the tendency to be paleitzia for 12 hours at least, or even 24 hours. But according to Adashim, cholapoches for a duration of 12 hours. So the mele, the hudach is important, because without hudach, if 12 hours hadn't expired, so it's still in the process of being peritzia, of being a yotzia. So it cannot become osa. Mashein ke vis-a-vis dogi. So that it is peleit dam and tzia in a few minutes. So the melee, even though it's not udach, so it is still osa. Because let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning, he salted the fish, and now it's 9:15. It's 9:15, and then he put on the same salting board. He salted at 9:15 the chicken. So then it would be osa, even though he didn't rinse off the salt from the fish. But what difference does it make? It's already 50 minutes since the fish was salted. So within the 50 minutes, so all the dam of the fish and all the tzir of the fish had been released. So it may only become osa. So why does the Ramo say, Davke shadak for polat for domi hudach? The hudach is lav davke. But in connection with Tichas Boso, we use the Russian kvolat, polat for domi hudach. So here we also mention hudach. But here the hudach is not important. Because even without hudach, if there is, let's say, already 50 minutes since the fish was salted, so after 50 minutes had elapsed, so certainly that all the natural dam and all the natural tzir of the fish had been released. So memele, we couldn't say kibili kachpeute, and now it absorbed dam from the chicken, and there is no eitze by another melicha to extract it, because there is no natural dam and tzir that the other melicha will release. So memele, this is what the shach. Why we come on? So he says, "Why we come on? Since the Rikale, we is Melicha Amin Davikir Teyach. Tlima Vishom Sifei Bad Boyim Is Boyer. Vitzir Mi Bosa Shenim Lach. Afu Nim Lach Akle Tzri Choshev Iseyach. Vohadi Noche. In other words, the Aloch is Melicha Amin Iseyach. So then the Ramo Paskins that in order to apply the principle of Moliach Yoseach, it's not necessary that it should be Moliach very considerably, the way one is Moliach Echtichas Boso, in order to boil it in the pot. But even if he was Moliach Echtichas Boso slightly, the way one is Moliach for boiling, because when one salts meat for boiling, so then he puts on the Echtichas Boso relatively a small portion of salt than the quantity of salt that he places on the Tichas Boso when he's interested in boiling it, because when he's interested in boiling it, then he's interested in drawing out all the dam, so that requires a considerable quantity of salt to be placed. Mashenki, when he places salt on the Tichas Boso in order to boil it, so then al pidi you don't have to put any salt altogether. So why does a person put salt? In order to give it a flavor, to give a flavor into it. So mele, so it he salts it slightly. So there are more paskins in Siman Tzadik Aleph that in order that the aloche of Meliach HaRegeseach should apply, so even if he salted it slightly, as much salt as that a person ordinarily puts on a Tichas Boso for the purpose of boiling it, so it's also a Tichas Boso. Why? Because of the Tichas Boso, he says, he says, the Taz mentions the same thing. The Tichas Boso, the Tichas Boso, the Tichas Boso, after swap, after in an amek in a head like a mission is a dam. He shows you know, you have you true because we need Mukaya. Now you die. Boss or shoot is mocking was a train for Oisha train for Oisha train for Maluka Bakshi or Trevo. They named them as a second equipe. Shabo Pishin Bill with our train for last with zero. We will boost any safe enough. Oh. So he says, Veinegim ze baze. Veinegim ze baze. So he says, Le ribuse di sefer no katoche. vi marcheo meruach va trefo tvelo afilo benegim zeboze muta. Why does he say benegim zeboze? So it is the Rebusa the same thing. Vi marcheo meruach va trefo tvelo. So then afilo benegim zeboze muta. So what did he say? Bosso schritt zum Ochen, was er trägt, wo ich 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 er trägt, ich habe ein bisschen geblieben, wenn er trägt, wenn er es mit Zirr. Aber im Akscher und im Lucho, wie er trägt, wo ich er trägt, Mutter ist, wie er doch, wie er ich liebe, wie er noch am Scher und im Eilo, wie er noch noch im Ato. So, what's a shudder shemoch in what's a trefo? Oish a trefo melucho. Ve a ksheiro trefo. Ve negin ze beze osa kedek lipo. But the question is, in the case where the trefo is meluach, and the ksheiro is trefo, so the ksheiro is seinen. So the male no dam from the ksheiro will be niflat and be absorbed by the boso. So why should it be osa? The answer is, so the chero will not be bileya, its own dam, and it will not be bileya. It will not be bileya from the trefo, but bilas mitziro. So, in view of the fact that the trefo is reseyach, so merely it's nivra. Abu machero menucho. But if the ksheiro is menucho and the treifo is tveilo, so the muluach, the ksheiro cannot extract from the treifo, because muluach can only be mavriya, not be mavri. So muter. So he says. Lulahim neigim zebazel vibuse liseifu no katoche. Die Makshir und Ruach, der Trey von Tweilo, hat mit Neigim selber sein Mutter, will er am Rinnon die Tee. Why? Because Muriach has the effect of being Mabuya, not of being Mabu. Will er am Rinnon die Mitte, in Geose, Jehoshe, von Tweilo, Riseach, wie Yiflit al Kach. Gib mich schon in Nimbach, Mamesh. But the question is, this is why he says, wie Neigim selber sein. Because since there is actual contact, so I could say, as a result of the actual contact, so some of the salt that is on the ksheiro, so will rub up on the trefo that is tvelo, so then the trefo that was heretofore tvelo will become salted slightly, so the melee it will be able to be paid its own siro yisa osea. So we don't say that. That's why it says the negin zebaze. La fuke is la few negin zebaze. Muta we amulim technigosi yochoshe batrilo miseya viyifun valdikach. Kim sholimim achmamesh la fuke svorachein. Because the second lashon is that if there is mamish contact, then the negin zebaze. So we say the salt of the one rubs off on the other, and the other also becomes slightly insulted. So, but the first Lashon rejects the cheat of the Rav. Alright. Lafukes Lachen, Avalim, we follow his Lachen, Lachat Nikim Zebazet, Mishim Dim Loiche, Afu Latri from the Luach, Vakshe Lotela Mutea, because otherwise, so that if it's not, so even in the case of treif meluach and the kshirot feilo is muter, the zel nimtza bishum pesik, the other mashvi bes yosef, the kul alma meide, b'ho, the af al pishin meidim ze boze, kol sheim din bisomu. Dichli shekriti shol zen igaz boze osea, v'gam in svore kvala hatem chai gavne, kim dal kolpon matzileiki vala kshiro, malu migeya uloi, alo badik virashti, מה שכוסב הרב הוא בטריפו מלוח הוא בטריפו מלוח וכושה טופו אף הוא בחי גב מעושה. So the shach is telling us something that is not such a double portion. It's a chidesh. In other words, one could say, one could assume, and probably one would be tempted to assume that way, that when the Rambam says, וכשה טריפו מלוח וכושה טופו, so it's also even if there is no actual contact, as long as they are so close that once lachruches emanates from one, there is contact. So that's only true according to the Ramshi, who says that so he answers even in the case of kshelo meluach and treifa treilo. So he says that's only muteres. When we say in the case of Kshero Melucho, Latrefa Trelo is muteres, only there is no actual contact. But they are so close that once Ilach Luches will emanate, there will be contact. So we say in the case of Kshero Melucho, Latrefa Trelo, so there won't be any Ilach Luches emanating, because as of the present, there is no juncture, there is no contact. Mashe'inke in the case of treifa meluach v'kosha tofu, even though there is no actual contact, it's osa. According to the Ramshike, mashe'inke according to the other Rishayim, who say that in the case of kshero melucho v'treifa treilo, so it's muter, even if there is actual contact, so they will hold, I mean the Rosh, the Rashbo, who are Hilkanran, so they will hold that when there is no actual contact, so then, even in the case of treifa meluach v'kosha tofu, it will be muter. So the Shach says, no. This thing that the Rambam says, Ukshatim from Meluach, because of Tov of Gavnosa, that's how we call out. Even the Rishayim like the Rosh and the Rashbo, who are Chilik and the Ram, and who say that in the case of Kshema Meluch of Atrei for Treiro, so then, even if there is actual contact, it's Muta. Why? Because Meluach has the effect of being Mavriah. Meluach does not have the effect of being Mavri, even if there is Mamish actual contact. It does not have, but in the case where the treifa is meluach and the kshero is tofu, so then everybody will agree that even without actual contact, it's osa. Even according to the Rosh and the Rashbo, why? Because since the treifa is meluach and the kshero is tofu, so let's say there is no actual contact as yet, originally, but they are so close that once one droplet of lachruches of moisture emanates from the treifa, so then there will be contact. So definitely the treifa is melucho, so it will unavoidably emanate, release certain lachruches, and then there will be contact. So that one is a limited one. You see, usually, so one is tempted to understand the Ramo, that in as much as Ramos Hagoyeh, Shatrif Muluach, Mikosha Topu, relates to the Yesh Nisheis Hashite, that this is only true according to Yesh Nisheis Hashite, according to the Ram's Shite. But according to Teitzes and the Rosh, the Rashbo, who are here, can be Yesh Nisheis here, so they'll hold without contact. So even in the case of Trif Muluach, Mikosha Topu, it's Muta. So the Shach says no. Right. Shafal pi shini bilya midam atrei fo So boso shchute shemoluchim boso treifo oi shatreifo meluchu vachsheiro treifo. So then it's not bileya midama treifo. Why is it bileya midama treifo? Kibi shu torit lifridam didei ikol mokim bileya mitzio shemeyach lifleya livola dafke gavidam amrin alayi torit liflet livola avloi bishol isurim ויציר לבין ולטריף ולשחוץ עם ומדרייסה מה שאין כי יציר דוד מתמיים דם דרבון וכי יציר לבוס עוד עושה משום דם ועושה מדרבון כאילו כמה סייף שעשים הם נפנים לי אנסווי Now, so the Shach all over in Lichas Melech without any exception emphasizes the point the Dam Shemim La Dam Shemizma Shemim La Dam Shemizma However, in the Taz you'll see that the Dam Shemim La is a Sofik Dereise Why? Because the Shach passes like most Hashem who passed the dam shin roh the coming of gabam mizbeach is not also mitraise and the taz is chenshish for the shita of the rashi in the rambam that in dam that is not roh the coming of gabam mizbeach like dam shin nilach dam shin spashir is still also mitraise now that we see in the taz siftes bosa shkute siftes the taz bosa shkuto shemolchei vishadu nashar yud kosu vi mi ke sveike in im la vos shute bat vos ne vel now this stars is a little bit full out this stars does not have to do with the shaila as to whether dam shenuva is also the rice or the rabba this stars is a little bit full out vi mi ke sveike in im la vos shute bat vos ne vel have so big the rice le khumre because there it's a question not of dam here it's a question not of dam of nevela So the veil, of course, is also on the rice. So this starts, I mean, is a little bit cool. V'yeish misheise, hu aram shu kshorei gam bitoyem uliach bitom itofeil, yeish leima, shetifich asatoyem uliach machmas atome, shetifich asatoyem uliach machmas atome, ad she yadvi v'yadvi abitoyei. So yes, there's cash, that Even in the case of Vitomi Tofeil, so Tir Hasatoy, so is Molia Machma Satome, so it's a Mechema Tome, Mechema Satome, that's the way it should be pronounced. Yeshima, Sheri Tir Has. Hatome atoye moliach. One second. Mechamim atome. There's a mistake here. Not a sof. I don't know what you have, but it should be a mem sofit. So, yesh lei masher, tir chas atoya. In other words, the toya is moliach. So the toya is hot, moliach is reseach. And the tome is tofeil, so it's zeinet. But since the result on the surface of the toya, so it rubs off to the surface of the tome. So the tome also becomes slightly salted. So the right gears should be Shavitichas Atoye Amoliach Mechamein, not Mechameis but Mechamein Imem Sofis Mechamein Atomei Achi Yavfli V'yavli Abitoya Why? Because some of the soul particles necessarily rub off on the surface of the Tomei that heretofore was Seinen so now it becomes slightly salted So ויבני ביטויה ויהיו לספיר להתירו שתוספתי לסידי שמרש בו שנחמם כל כך על כל רוח תירס להתירו אלו בין הנגים רק שהפריט יש נגים ואפילו בזה עם התוי התופי ובתום מליח עוס הוד אמרינון והוד אמרינון או אית נא ונאו דשאר נסיף יוטס ויש מי שאיצר בנגים זה בזה וסיבה שלו יתרו בין סובות בידי שפריט של נגים זה מגז בזה but there is no actual content So then we distinguish between the case of treifa melucha or kshira treilo and the case of kshira melucha and treifa treilo. But mashink in the actual context, so then some of the salt is rubbed off on the other, so it's considered as if both are melucha. We say the other day, when we saw, we need to do that for a dochel itzor. Kibbe shim yidim ze beze. Vim ki nam chabash vod otam nisim iku feisif yodim mayat amaluach. Vio yisa tofi. In tzorech la adoche, al kochach mayra bin egi. Yiso shishom kisvor vishenu. Vach yisim tzadit ale, sifei yiso samkei. Vitam nisim vese yosef, mash mo hepe, nisim vishenu yishenu yikya beno. Vach in kozo mizvar achenu vishenu yish mishenu yisa. So what does he say? Even though the mechaber mentions two shittes, the shitte of the Rosh and the Rashbo and Tetzvus on one hand, that without actual, that even in the case of actual contact. So, if the Kshero is Melucho and the Trefo is Trelo is Mutter, because we do not say as a result of the actual contact, so some of the salt will rub off. Because how much salt could rub off? A few particles. So the few particles of salt that will necessarily rub off from the surface of one and the surface of the other, it will not become slightly salty. So that's the first shite of the Bechara. And the second shite is like the shite of the Ram and the Sifra Trumo, that if there is actual contact, then even in the case of Shira Melucha Trefa Trelo, so it's Mutaras. So even though here he mentions two Lishenes, but the Shach says that the Mechaber is Machria, is disposed towards the first washing. That's why in Sinai Kufay, so he was say, like the first wash, like the shite of Rosh and Tetzvus and the Rajbo, not like the shite of the Ram and the Balatrum. Alright. Why we come on Sinai Kufay? Me'ilu Dini. Klima Vishom, Sibov, Posak Arav, Diyesh Lehachmir, Diyesh Lehachmir, שאולים מוקים אפס מרובה כסבור החיים אם תרס חטא עשית כבר פפלו את פסק הדם כסבור הרשיין וכן דעס מרשאו כבר הבוס עושה מפה וכן דעס האתר הזו Alright, now יש מטיר לאשי זה סיף יודבייס in the tafs this relates to סיף גודל היי in the Mechaber. Yei Shemri, so the two shittes, the shitte of the Rashbo mentions, and the shitte of the Rosh. Yei Shemri, Shemboso Shemim, Lachos Lashem, Sinim, Lachach, Tigas, Kol Tzirei, Da'ani Nidvei Shoyes. Da'ani Nidvei Shoyes. Yivishachai Zeru, Bela Yam Lach, Luchel Dam Sholom. Vishal HaMelech. There's the shitte that the Rashbo mentions, that you're not allowed to let the Boso stay in its own after Yidvei Shoyes, because after Yidvei Shoyes, suppose you want to leave it on the salting board for 13 hours. So the Rashbo says, you're not allowed to do it, because after Yidvei Shoyes, so the process of Pleitisatzi is terminated. So then it's not busy being paling anything. So mainly it's free to accept its own dam that adheres to the surface, that is contained in the particles of Melech. And the Rosh says, no, because Melech will only extract the dam. It will not be mavliya the dam. V'yesh batir la sheisin in milchi afu kam yomim u'chatchila yesh lochish li reisri u'vide'evet muter v'yesh batir la sheisei the taz, tzikid veitz hatam v'idam mishrek shoy v'neife. So why is the Rosh Pat? The motion of the Rosh is, I don't know, does anyone know the time?
10:18.
What? 10:18, okay, fine. The tour in Simen Ayin that Kuftes Vovam with Beis, the last line, Kosh Barashbo, also in Mea Bosor and Bosa Shekwanim Lach, and show all Rishi Minuche in the Pleiga Sirei, and if Shechizer of Leia Midam Chichazu, Kibu Shein Tor with Yifle Tatu Tzirei, and Gdeilo Mizu Shomai Ten Rabbe Isai, Shafur Bosa Shein Lach Leatzne, also La Sheisi Binuche, Leach HaPoitas Kol Tzirei, and if Shechizer of Leia Melach Luches Dam Sholem, Vishal HaMelech, או בראשו צורך קליטה, שאין דם נכנס דרך ליקודת. הוא מקובל, אני מרבה ישראל שהדלווי אישו יספרציה. That's the end of quote. I mean the lotion of the Rashbo interest of Ayes. So the Rashbo mentions two things. And one is more of a chidesh than the other. The first thing is also a chidesh. but not so much of a chiddush. The first din that Rashba says that also we move way up boso in boso shekvomim lachim shor ishim b'miuche kiliplit asir. In other words, suppose your chtiches boso, chtiches boso number one was nimlach at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday. Then, and you left it on the salting board. On the salting board. Now it's 10 p.m. Sunday night. More than 12 hours have elapsed since the salting of the chtichas boso number one. Now you want to salt chtichas boso number two on the same salting board in contact with chtichas boso number one. So the Rashba says that also in Leah boso. Also in Leah boso. Why? Because as if it had still been within 12 hours of this, as of the salting of chtichas boso number one, all right, there wouldn't be any problem. Because I would be told if we see a loibola, but now it's 13 hours as of the salting of Tichas Basa number one, so it's not busy being pelitzia. So mele it will be able to absorb Tichas Basa number one. Will absorb the dam that will be released by Tichas Basa number two. Tichas number two, it's not busy being pelit, so it's free to absorb. That's the first. And then the other din, so in other words, so what chiddush does this din mention? In other words, that we do not accept the shita of the Rabbeisof of the Rashba. The shita of the Rabbeisof of the Rashba is that even if Ichtichas Boson number two was salted on the salting board 13 hours after the salting of Ichtichas Boson number one, so it doesn't establish any real problem. Because there is an eitzeh to salt it again, and then we'll say kibeli kapeli. That's the shita of the rabbis of the Rashba. Rabbi, but the Rashba himself rejects the shita, and he says we do not say kibeli kapeli independently of its own natural dam content. So in as much as chtichas boso number one, so had already released its own natural dam content and its own natural seer content, everything. So now it will absorb minute drops of dam from chtichas boso number two. So you can't tell the milicha acheres be peleted, extracted, because we only say kibilikach pelte agav kore of the so natural dam content, not independent of the its own natural dam content. That's the chiddush of the Rashba first. Then the Rashba mentions another chiddush. We also says Mirabeisai, but that's other Rabbeisai. That's not the Rabbeisai Ramiyene, that's another Rabbi of the Rashba. Ugdeila mizu shamayti Mirabeisai, sha'afilu boso shenimlach le'atzmei, oso la'asheisei b'milchei la'achafei l'skol tzirei, v'chizza chichite obloya melachuchet dam sholo, v'shal ha'melach. And over the show it's all clear. So that's again, in a big Yiddish. Because not only if you salt it, chichas boso number two, 13 hours after the salting of the person number one, it becomes osea. But even if you just left chtichas boso number one on the salting board, beyond 12 hours it becomes osea. Even though you didn't salt any other chtiche. Why? Because you have the drops of dam that came out from the chtichas boso. And these drops of dam that encompasses and is contained in the particles of salt adheres to the surface of the boso. So then when you leave it, so it will be nivla. The same minute droplets of dam that were released, let's say, 13 hours ago, will now be nivla in the boso. That's a big thing, because that involves another shaila. The machlek is between Rashi and the other Rishayim about a chtichas boso, after it was taken off from the salting board, so it was put in a gigis, and then it was filled up with tzia. So Rashi says it's muta, because after it was sheyeh b'milchei, so then it's not reseach anymore, so it cannot be nivla, because it's seinen. But there is a shiddush of Rishayim to the contrary, that it's considered reseach, and it can be nivla. So mele, that the second thing that Rashba mentions involves even a bigger chiddush. And then the Rosh says So the sheet of the Rosh is that that you are allowed the chatchile to let the chatchichas boso stay beyond the 12-hour period, and you don't have to be chayish. Maybe the drops of dam that adhere to the surface that were released some time ago will be nivla again. Why? Because the melech cannot be mavli. Now, so these are the two mishnah. Yeshi mishe boso shenim lachos ola sheisei. So let's see the Taz and the Shachir. Sif it based in the Taz. V'yish batir in Rashi say. V'yish batir in Rashi say. So hatam didam mishrak shoy v'nei feil. So why are we matir l'ashem say? So what does the Torah say in the name of the Rosh? Because melech cannot be mavliya. Melech has the tendency to extract that. But that's all. It cannot be understood just literally that melech does not have the effect of being mavliya, because melech, we say Moliach Harayik Reseach. So Mele, if it's Reseach, so it could be Nivla also. So what does the Rosh mean? So he says, Hatam didam mishrek shorik v'neife. So v'eich ha-bosar ha-nivlach pele tzir le'ilo v'ebele nadam. Now, this is the second time of the Taz. So the first time of the Taz, we understand, because dam is mishrek shorik. So, Enoch Name, we do not have to resort to that tav only according to those who are chilik and Rashi Shite in the Tshuva. Rashi Shite in the Tshuva is that if you took off a piece of bosom after it stayed for 24 minutes, let's say, shiur meal, and the soaking bowl, and you put it in the gigis, and a gigi shaykum in the keres, and then you saw that it was filled up with fear, so that has boso does not become osa, because it's not riseach anymore. But the Arishayim, Teisve says, Nuag Loosre. That's what Teisve Sechum says. So in other words, so Teisve Shite is that even after the Shiur meal, it's still considered riseach. Whether it's considered riseach, machmas the din of Lumiach Arif riseach, or it's considered riseach, machmas the din of Kovish Bitsir, Harayim Kimbushu, whatever. So Teisve is asset. Teisve is asset. So, but now this Rosh, that the Rosh says that Yesh Matirin Lashem Sidi Milchei Abulkam Yomi. So, is it based upon the Shite of Rashi? Because Le'achal Shesho Shio Mil Itzenet. So then we have nothing to worry about. Or this Shite of the Rosh could accord even with the Shite of Tetzves, who is Chelikan Rashi. So. Who is Chelik Rashi? So the Shach explains it more elaborately, but the Taz means the same thing. So the Taz says it first. V'yeish matir l'ashem say hatam didam mishrek shorim. What the Taz means is as follows. Needless to mention that according to the Shita of Rashi, so there is no problem in letting the chtichas poso stay beyond the shiur meal. And even beyond Yudvei Shoyes, Afilu Kamiyom, it's needless to mention that it's all right. It's needless to mention, it goes without saying, according to Shitas Rashi. Because what kind of a problem could it present? After all, according to Rashi, so beyond the Shiur Meal, it's not Reseach, it's Seinen. If it is Seinen, so what are we afraid of? What? Maybe the droplets of dam here to the surface of the Tichas Boso will be Nivla into the Boso. How will it be Nivla? In the cold state,